97.9, the Keel, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hello.
Hello. You want to know how I learned what a McDonald's fried chicken sandwich is called in the UK?
Is it a Royale with cheese?
I mean, it's called the McCrispy. And I learned McCrispy? That because somebody was in the perfect place at the perfect time and took down a bus stop advert before it was removed, because the bus stop happens to be next to a sign that says crematorium. So a couple people snapped a photo with a sign pointing to a crematorium with the new McCrispy right next to it. McDonald's has formally apologized. I'm sorry we're laughing at it, but no one technically
it's
got hurt, so
funny.
The trend's promise is still fulfilled.
That's funny.
Well,
juxtaposition of two things that should not go together, but it makes perfect sense when they do.
I mean, yeah, entirely.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about bills and passage thereof yesterday, and I kind of want to keep a little bit of that going.
All right.
Because I fell into a tiny bit of a rabbit hole about microchips, specifically microchipping workers like you would microchip a pet, because a couple states have been putting forth bills that have been getting a little bit of social media attention and news coverage of just, oh, so-and-so introduces bill to ban employers from microchipping workers. And you see a headline like that, and laws are like a lot of rules or guidelines put in place. If we have to talk about it, someone has done it. And we've made jokes about you can't water your plants on Tuesday and whatnot, so I figured, has an employer mandated microchips on their employees yet? And the answer is no. However, it has been optional at a couple workplaces in Europe and in the United States, and just it being available has been enough to spook lawmakers into preemptively passing bills, because stuff like this is kind of a home run with most of your constituents.
Right.
Of just like, yeah, no, I don't want my employer to require me to put a microchip in my skin. That sounds great. Thank you for passing that law. So just in case anybody was seeing headlines and getting a little weirded out like me, allow me to assure you that no employer has yet mandated this.
So yesterday, the bill was a bill in Montana requiring science classrooms to only teach scientific fact.
Which is up for debate.
Which is up for debate, A, and then you're teaching the scientific method, which is a whole other thing. But B, then you've got these bills. Are these bills that have been introduced that actually stand any chance at all of passing? Have they been passed? Because a lot of bills that get introduced are silly bills that get introduced and they get a lot of media traction and then they go nowhere because they're silly bills that never had a chance in the first place. But did these particular bills have any chance?
I love when you ask questions that I would want you to ask. It really brings home how great this can be as a non-scripted program. Because can you imagine arguing against a bill saying that your employer is not allowed to microchip you? Hello, I'm Aaron Keck. I would like to take the floor. My employer should know my location at all times. They should track my blood sugar to know when I eat.
No, but
oh no.
You can very easily refer that bill to a committee where it will just never get picked up.
It could never get picked up. It looks like the strongest
That is in fact what happens with most bills. So, including
like,
a lot that make a lot of sense.
It looks like the strongest chance going anywhere is in Indiana. Indiana has a pretty good track to get it taking effect by July 1st of this year.
Okay.
So that is seeing some progress, and with that taking an actual track to being passed, that could spur other things to not just leave it to die somewhere in a dusty corner or elsewhere on the floor.
All right.
Let me see. What else do I have for trends today?
You got a minute.
Well, if I have a minute, man, that's not enough time. Oh, let's talk about Cadbury cream eggs. Do you enjoy Cadbury cream eggs?
Sometimes. I always am disappointed by how solid the cream is when I bite into it.
Because it's fondant. It's not even good.
I want it to be liquid. I want to be able to pour that cream into something.
Like
I want
an
it to,
actual egg.
I want it to get on my face and have me go, oh, now I need a napkin. That's
Don't
what I want.
All, yeah. Gek. But yeah, I've always been disappointed.
I'm glad we're on this
that
subject.
It's not a cordial, that it's just filled with fondant, because fondant is gross. And Cadbury cream eggs are in the news because a dude stole roughly 200,000 Cadbury cream eggs from a quote industrial estate in West Mercia, England, which I also learned through this article that how the English refer to homeless people is persons of no fixed abode.
All right.
Which is just a much more elegant way to say it. I should have expected nothing less.
A PNFA, I get it.
A PNFA.
What is, yeah, that's how you pronounce that. What is an industrial estate? So like,
it looks like a nice way to say a big industrial park.
Oh, okay, good.
Again, just more uppity way to say things.
So it's not
a man of no fixed abode has been wandering our industrial estate.
It's not like
a homeless dude who's in the parking lot over there?
This is the former home of U.S. Steel, and now it is a museum for the masses. It's just an industrial park. Okay.
I don't know any English companies, so this I can't make jokes.
This story is getting increasingly or, like, decreasingly interesting once you, like, take away all the Britishisms.
Yeah, no, really. Once it stops being fancy, it gets a lot less interesting. But that's true in most cases.
That's true in most cases, yeah.